Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, you talk about timing. This is perfect timing. We have the 2020 co-chair of the Republican National Convention right across the table from us. His name is Glenn McCall, and every time I get an update on the convention, I think to myself, he's pulling his hair out, and he doesn't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, Glenn, before you get started, it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yes.
And your county's population continues to grow. So right. Tell everybody a little bit about your illustrious background, if you would.
Well, thank you, Manning, for having me, and it's great to be here with you and with this audience. And I think about you often and really appreciate what you do as a community service, you and WRHI. And I am a proud Linda and I. We love Rock Hill. We love the Carolinas. And I'm former chairman of the county party. Now I'm the Republican National Committee man and chair of the budget committee for the Republican National Committee. And as you said, I'm co-chair for the 2020 convention on again, off again in Charlotte. But I think we're about to set some plans in place.
So the contract was signed with the city of Charlotte 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Wow. And that's the most, I guess, depressing item. We have, since COVID came up, we've been reaching out to Governor Cooper, North Carolina Governor's office, wanting to know what are the guidance and guidelines for us to have a full convention in Charlotte. We're committed to that. We've invested over $10 million in the Charlotte economy. We have had staff on the ground working uptown Charlotte for now over a year. So, and believe it or not, the people in Charlotte have been great. The mayor, even though there were some dissension on city council on that vote, it was passed by one vote. Mayor Lyles has been great. The host committee has been great, which the finance chair, Louis DeJoy, have done a great job raising the money that they've committed to raise, you know, $30-40 million. So that has gone well. And since President Trump appointed Louis DeJoy, I guess maybe a month or so ago, as Postmaster General over the post office, to help with that. But as it relates to the convention, we have invested quite a bit into Charlotte, and we still would like it there. So what's exciting today for us, and we're cautiously optimistic, the North Carolina General Assembly, Republicans in the General Assembly this morning introduced a bill that would allow the convention to go forward, full convention there in the Spectrum Arena, because that's the most important thing. A convention is really about, it's for the TV audience. It's a made-for-TV event, so much so we even bring in our production folks are from Hollywood, so they know how to put on big events, have a great stage design for the Spectrum Arena. So we're hoping that that bill, we're sure that the governor will veto it, but hopefully Democrats will come on board and override the governor's veto to allow us to have the convention, because we're talking about over $200 million into the local economy.
Mm. Now, it was just last week that Governor Cooper vetoed a similar bill put by the Republican General Assembly to open up the restaurants, you know, to full blown, and he, you know, boop, He vetoed that.
Right.
So what makes you think that the Democrats are going to come on board on this thing?
Well, I said now, remember, cautiously optimistic. and I would hope they understand the impact that this will have on the Charlotte economy right now with hotels, as we talked before the show. They're running about 20-22% occupancy. Where we're having delegates come in, almost 15,000 with delegates and their guests and alternates that also have, we're contracted with the hotel, a five-day minimum stay. So this is guaranteed. And all we're asking is that we can have our full convention and the restaurants can be open. Where delegates, we don't want to do takeout. I mean, these folks come, they want to go to restaurants, experience the locale and what it has to offer. Also, York County, South Carolina would benefit in this. Multi-million dollars that'll be spent.
You think about when you have a big event like this,
right.
You think about all the people who are involved in food service.
Right.
Caterers, cooks, service people. You mentioned the hotels, restaurants. For there ever to be something like this to be happening when the economy is kind of flat on its back.
Right.
This is kind of like the Carolina Panthers coming to Rock Hill. You know, it's a great opportunity, boom, to
right.
kick the economy in the butt and get it
right.
back going.
Right.
I got to think that... I understand the virus thing. We've all been living through the virus thing. I think everybody's sick of it, but we still have to be cognizant
right,
of that.
Right, right.
So in terms of being cognizant of the virus,
mm-hmm.
what I know the governor has asked you all to present some plans as to how you could do this and
right.
still be cognizant of the virus. So what did you come up with?
Yeah, so our plans are, one, we hired a nationally renowned physician, doctor, to be part of our team in Charlotte, to come from D.C. to work with us. And he's had worked with Dr. Fauci, so he has helped us develop our plan. And as a result of that plan, we said that we would do testing each day, if need be, of all of our delegates and guests that will be attending, going in the Spectrum Arena. We would also take temperatures and provide mass disinfectant. So we gave him our plan, but we've been asking since February for guidance from the governor's office. And the only thing that we finally was able to get is a letter from the governor saying, give us a plan. Well, we provided that plan, and as a result, he said that last Tuesday, we'll have to scale down our event. Well, right now in North Carolina, I think it's, 10 people? Only 10 people can meet in an office or in a meeting, and we just can't do that. When you look at, there'll probably be nearly 50,000 people coming to the region for the convention for that week-long.
Well, people can remember
event.
It was just a few years ago that the Democrats had their national convention in Charlotte, and we
right.
know what the ripple effect of that thing was. There was lots of activity everywhere.
I mean,
it really is not only an opportunity to do a lot of business,
right.
but for a lot of people to learn. I remember what they did here at Winthrop University,
That's
all the
right.
forums and all the candidates and all the exposure by national television. I mean, it was a big deal.
Right.
It was
right.
a big deal.
Right. And not only is it for the region, is it national, but it's worldwide exposure because we have international media attending this event. But I want to go back to Manning, as you said. It's not just the $100 million that will be coming with the hotels and events. Every state party, as you know, these conventions are big parties. So every night after the convention proceedings, state parties have a late night event. They have catered events for lunch and breakfast, like the South Carolina party will have. Every night we have sponsors, various companies, corporations sponsor these big events. So it requires catering, food services. everything that would go with that. And Charlotte is really wanted, but it's the governor that's holding us up.
Well, I've heard some of the interviews with some of the restaurateurs that own the buildings and some of the caterers. I mean, they're just saying this could really help us make it over this
hump. Right.
So we all know that the commander in chief, Mr. Trump, said last week, "I want an answer."
Yes.
I ain't heard no answer yet. So, and meanwhile, we've got other states licking their chops. To bring the convention.
That's right.
Tennessee, Florida, I don't know all the others, but what's the status of this?
Yeah. So what has happened, Manning? The Republican National Committee Executive Committee approved last week for the chairwoman to go ahead and have, since Governor Cooper came out last Tuesday and said that we can't have a full convention, since we have contracts, we've invested so much in Charlotte that we can have our business proceedings, which most of the business happened during the day. So we're going to have right now, tentatively, business proceedings in Charlotte. And then we'll have our evening event started maybe for a couple of nights in some other city. And what other cities? We've had a number of cities chomping at the bits because they understand the impact. Jacksonville, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, Nashville, Atlanta, Las Vegas. They understand the impact of this on the economy, especially, as you said, the timing of it and how businesses are this on the lifeline. And some businesses will go under as a result of Charlotte making this decision. Not Charlotte, the governor of North Carolina.
So how do you conduct a convention? I mean, for your evening events, you would want to fill up whatever the arena is.
Right.
But if you got all the business meetings going on in another city, what are you going to put in there?
Well, what we will probably have, and we don't know, we're working through in Charlotte what that number of folks will be. And the business is our rules, our platforms, it's our committee on contests, those things. If we continue and we can't have the full-blown convention in Charlotte, if this, what the General Assembly in North Carolina fail, what we will do, we will probably start our business portion of the convention, say, on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then we conclude it and then go to the city that the rest of the delegates and all the guests will be at. So,
and I'll bet you anything that if I was a delegate, I would say, don't do that. Let's just move the whole thing somewhere else. It'd be a lot easier for everybody.
Well, it would be, but, since we want to make sure that we could, we have the host committee in Charlotte that have done great work, the mayor, and we have those contracts that says we will hold our business of the convention in Charlotte. We want to honor that if possible.
Now, talking about contracts, my understanding from reading whatever is that if this does not happen in Charlotte, that the city of Charlotte could owe some money back to the RNC because of agreements and representations they made. Is that true or false?
That's true. And it will be lawsuits on both sides, I'm sure. I'm sure that the city and the city attorney, there are conversations going on now about contracts and where we stand and who will be liable. So
logistically, you're going to have this thing at the Spectrum.
Yes.
And the last time they did this, what was it, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever it was, they had to send construction crews in there.
Yes.
To basically rebuild the interior to handle this big, massive stage. So that takes time.
That's you.
And you haven't started that work yet, obviously. And you got your, 80 days out or less than 80 days?
Yeah, 78 days.
78 days.
Today. So you're absolutely correct that, as I said, it's a made-for-TV event. We were going to have to invest $10 million in the Spectrum Arena just to pull off the event. We would have to, we were planning to raise the floor since the Spectrum Arena, one of the smallest arenas. So in NBA, if you will. So as a result, we would have to raise the floor. They don't have the office space that we need. Right. And the arena doesn't have that nice bowl like we have, like we had in Cleveland or down in Tampa. So as a result, we were going to raise the floor 10 feet and put office space. And the Secret Service was going to control that area and have office there. So and it's a huge undertaking that would just to pull off this event for that week. But as you said, it takes lead time. So as a result, that's why we needed, we would have liked to have known sooner. And thank God we haven't signed the contracts with the companies yet to do that work. We're, they're on hold, and they're fine with that until we decide what city we're going to go.
So the ultimate drop-dead date for having the evening events here in Charlotte is really what? I mean, if you had another, if you could get another week or 10 days to work this out, do you think you could pull it off?
I think if we decide in the next week, week and a half, I think that's the drop dead. Another week. That's it.
Meanwhile, we all know what kind of president we have.
That's right.
He's a no-nonsense kind of guy.
But I feel that we will announce something by the end of the week. And if we're going to stay in Charlotte or if it's going to, and what city it's going to go to.
The end of this week.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about that.
So how many conversations have you had with Mr. Trump about this?
It's his convention.
Yeah,
so he's
I know.
The one directing and saying, you know, we're saying, let's give us till the end of this week. And if we don't hear anything by the weekend, let's go ahead and go.
So that's the deal you have with him?
Yes.
Because if there's one thing you know about Mr. Trump.
Now, that's today. He may decide tomorrow in the tweet. This is it. We're going to X City. So,
all right. We have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Of course, we hang out live here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical way we do it is pretty simple. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Comporium's CloudVoy Services delivers carrier-class cloud PBX and hosted business phone services with all the features expected from a traditional phone system, plus unified communications, instant messaging, mobile apps, video conferencing, and more. Business CloudVoy takes away all the guesswork by offering a cost-effective, pay-as-you-grow service. It doesn't skimp on quality or features. It won't hurt the bottom line, and it will continue to deliver innovative services year after year. Learn more online at business.comporium.com.
Managing your account at Founders Federal Credit Union has never been easier. Founders Online gives you the option to pay your loans, pay your credit cards, and even pay your bills all from the comfort of your home. Visit FoundersFCU.com to enroll your account today. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
people are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Glenn McCall is with us. He is a member of the Republican National Committee. He is also the co-chair of the 2020 Republican National Committee Convention. Aren't you happy that you picked this year to do that?
Oh, I thought it was great. I was a vice chair for the Cleveland Convention in 16 that nominated the president. And that got a little old, traveling back and forth to Cleveland. Lovely city. People were great. But it was nice. It's nice being here and just traveling uptown Charlotte to the office.
So when you start to look for a convention site, which is years in advance of the convention, you're offered all types of opportunities from all different kinds of cities. Besides looking for the right physical location to hold an event, you're looking for participation by the city in terms of dollars that they can, throw in to help paying these expenses, correct?
Right. That's correct. So what we do, we start a year after. It's about a three-year process. Whew. Well, three-year process that we start looking at cities. But I think, Manning, what we're deciding, we haven't come down on it yet. There are only a handful of cities that can host something this large.
Yeah.
And it's a national security event because the president, all of the dignitaries that attend the event. And we're starting to think similar to the NFL and NBA. There's only certain cities that for the next 5 years, the NFL have already said where they're going to have the Super Bowl, because there's only a handful that can handle it. And we're starting to think that way, too. Maybe that's something that we should do. There were a number of cities that wanted this convention. The president wanted it on the East Coast.
All right. So why was Charlotte selected?
Because they put on a great presentation. The host committee that they put together agreed that they could raise the money that we gave them, the dollar amount. And the president loved North Carolina. He loved the Carolinas. And he wanted it in Charlotte. We wanted it on, the East Coast time zone. It's a made-for-TV event.
Did it have anything to do with the fact that he carried North Carolina four years ago?
It does, and it's a swing. It's a swing state. If you notice, most of the conventions we have are in swing states.
Yeah.
So that's why North Carolina was shown. There were bigger cities and bigger arenas, but Charlotte wanted it, and really, Charlotte, it's historic. There's no city that have hosted both major party events of this magnitude.
All right. So what's going on behind the scenes right now, before this weekend, in terms of getting a final decision on this thing?
So I can tell you some of the things, some I can't. But as you can imagine, we're sending teams out to the various cities that would like to host the night events, and we're calling it celebration nomination speeches. So that, and we started that process last week and be finishing that up, I think, by Wednesday, and having the reports. Also, you can imagine security, because Charlotte gets a $60 million grant from the feds for security for the event. So, you know, we're looking, if we move the location, you know, can which they say they can, the Secret Service, the FBI, can they make that pivot and get sent, work with the local law enforcement and so forth, because they've been meeting for, a little over a year with Charlotte. Even our Rock Hill Chief Watts and his folks have been involved. So all of the surrounding localities, law enforcement will be engaged in that. So there's quite a bit of looking at, contracts. Of course, we have the attorneys involved looking at every contract that we've signed and what's our, obligation and can we get out of those.
All right. So now the Democrats, the last time I heard, the Democrats are going to be doing some kind of a virtual convention. Is that still the way they're going to do it?
That's the last that I've heard, but we cannot do that because our rules of the Republican National Committee say we have to have an in-person nominating convention for our president. And we have to have that before the president or any nominee for the party running for president can start raising money as a candidate.
I mean, why would anybody want to do it? I mean, I got the COVID disease. I got all that. But my Lord, this is a big rah-rah, boom-boom, let's show everybody how excited we are. We get
right.
Everybody together, we're waving the banners and the horns and all that stuff. And
yeah.
To try to do that virtually?
I know.
I don't
and
get that.
And that's the excitement of it. Yeah. South Carolina pledged all of our delegates for President, Donald J. Trump.
You get tens of thousands of delegates together.
Right.
And the whole idea is to ramp them up because they got to go back to their respective states.
And work.
And start working.
That's right.
Oh,
to help with re-election.
Jeez. My goodness gracious. So there's a lot of arm twisting going on. But to recap, the GOP in North Carolina is working on a bill to say we're going to open it up to a full convention, but you expect the governor is probably going to veto that.
Oh, yeah, and they even expect that.
So if he vetoes it,
then they would have to work with, which, like I said, we're cautiously optimistic that they can bring Democrats on board to override his veto. Since he vetoed a bill and it stood. It wasn't overwritten as it relates to restaurants and bars and things. So,
and you haven't, or have you, had a face-to-face meeting with the governor, Roy Cooper?
No, the president had talked with him several times. The chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, has talked with him a couple of times on the phone. And they've changed, letters and other communication. So,
but no face-to-face?
No.
Nothing?
No face-to-face.
Because I'm certain if you had sat down there with him, you would have charmed him and you would have had this all resolved.
I don't know about that. We'll leave that to the president.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So the next steps are just basically keep plowing the field to see if you can make this thing happen.
Yeah, so we're trying to work through what would it mean to have the business portion of the convention in Charlotte, how many people we're going to bring to make that happen, because we don't want delegates, to have to pay to come to Charlotte, then go to some other city for travel to some secondary city for.
And then you think about just the logistics with the airlines, flat on their back, canceling flights left and right, logistically getting from, which before March was not a problem. This was the seventh busiest airport or fifth busiest in the country.
Yeah, that now was another reason we chose it.
All right. Well, Glenn, thank you for the update. Good luck to you. I guess we'll have to check in with you Friday or Saturday.
Yes.
To see what the final decision is of all this.
Yeah.
And good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Manny.
Glenn McCall, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Fresh subs and salads prepared 7 days a week right before your eyes here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it is pretty simple. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road.